Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
I'm bringing you the Daily Devotional quite early because in this hour we've got a lot to do. We've got a Daily Devotional right now, and a little bit later on we'll be breaking bread. And to get it all in, I need to bring you this word a little bit earlier than usual, but that's okay. We're looking at a series on the Daily Devotional called Revival Now. We're at part 21, believe it or not. And we've got quite a few parts to go. What I'm doing is I'm scouring the Bible, scouring the Word of God, looking for references or verses that have got something to do with revival and coming back to Almighty God. Look at this. This is Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 7, and it says this. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will forgive generously. That is Isaiah talking, bringing a prophetic word. And he says right at the beginning of that, seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Beloved, I have said this quite a few times. I believe we are in the last days. We don't have much time left, and I know this. If we don't seek Almighty God right now, it could well be too late. Because when the Lord Jesus Christ has come back, and that rapture happens, beloved, it will be too late. I believe in Jesus' name, we need to be on top of our game. And also know this, because we are in the end times, the Bible tells us, Jesus tells us very clearly in Matthew 24. He talks about wars and rumors of wars. He then talks about the love of God diminishing. People will fall away. Why will they fall away? Because their love for God will grow cold. Why? I think because Satan will offer something far more attractive to them than they think God can offer. And therefore will try and draw people away from Almighty God. That is his plan. That is his game plan. And you can't be fooled by it. You cannot be fooled by what's going on. All of us, beloved, all of us sin and fall short of God and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3 and verse 23 says that. But we need to know this. Time is indeed short. And things of the world now and again to us look attractive. We've got to turn to Almighty God and seek him, as Isaiah says, while he can be found. Because, beloved, one day it will be too late. Jesus is going to come back, the Bible tells us, as a thief comes in the night, when we least expect it. So when he comes back, what are we going to be doing? What are we going to be doing? What are you going to be doing, you think? Do you think you're going to be worshiping? Or do you think you could be falling away from Almighty God? And I've said this dozens of times. This is why we created this radio station. To give you the opportunity to worship God in spirit and in truth whenever you want, however you want, 24 hours a day. And we've been on air since July the 16th of last year. And I can tell you this, we've been off air three times in that time. The rest of the time, we have been on air 24 hours a day. And we will continue as long as we possibly can to stay on the air, bringing you worship, bringing you the Word of God. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Where are you, beloved? Where are you in the scheme of things? Where are you when you think about your love for Almighty God? Are you on fire for him? Or are you growing weak? It's a question that I ask you, because I ask myself this same question quite often. Sometimes I'll wake up in the morning, even when I'm just about to to bring you Worship Radio 247 and a live show, I'll think about where I am and I think, you know what, Lord, I don't know what's going on with me today, but I feel really down and I feel really discouraged. And I feel that I want the fire in my belly. And that is why I decided to do this series, because, beloved, I want to look for as many scriptures as I can that encourages us in revival and in revival now. And I believe this. I believe in Jesus' name that it is important for that revival to start within us. And I'm hoping and I'm praying, by you listening to Worship Radio 247, that is what it's going to do. It's going to light a fire inside you, and it's going to bring revival into your life so that you can take it to your church, to your community, to your ecclesia, to your people. Isaiah goes on to say, "Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong." What a wonderful prayer that is. Heavenly Father, that you could turn the wicked from doing wrong to being righteous and doing right. Lord, let that happen in Jesus' name. I give you the glory and the honor and the power, Father, that is due your holy name. Let them turn to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God. Why? For he will forgive you generously. He doesn't need to forgive, but by sending his son Jesus into the world 2,000 years ago to die on the cross on Calvary, for you and for me, that is why he did it, so that our sins can be forgiven. And we can turn to God and say, Father, I am so sorry for all of the things I have done wrong. Please, in Jesus' name, forgive me. And I want to pray a very special prayer in closing on this daily devotional. That right now, as you're listening to these words, whether on the live show or whether you're listening to the recorded show, it matters not, Father God, that you would pour your love down on your people and fill them with your Holy Spirit and fill them with your awesome love, Lord. I can't think of another word. Your almighty and awesome power and love, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.